6. It's the Morning X. Jason Diggin, friends. Good morning, my friends. What is up? How do you do? Oh, look. Right in front of me, it's my number one friend. I'll keep you my dirty little Hajda. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
When we last left you, I was complaining that I may have broken my toe trying to change the air conditioning filter using an office chair.
Yeah.
Turns out it might have been a little bit premature. I think it's just severely bruised.
I believe that's what I told you was that you just diagnosed yourself with a broken toe.
What kind of medical training do you have?
Recent medical accidents.
Yeah.
He's been in the hospital and the doctors.
He's been in delirium.
Times.
You can't absorb information in delirium.
I know things and stuff.
I've watched the first half of Grey's Anatomy, like 8 seasons.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There are a lot of broken toe story arcs in Grey's Anatomy.
That's how that one guy died.
Really?
He died of a broken toe?
Broken toe.
I can't imagine that that's
ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I mean, he was also hit by a bus, but his toe was broken.
Okay. It was a multitude of injuries, but one of them was a fractured toe. Yeah, when we last left you, you were also very upset about another thing. Are you over that as well?
No. Never.
No.
Never.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
I am the decider of my destiny.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Prime joke.
Joke court? We still do that? I haven't been here on a Friday.
I was
like
going to tell you before we
like
turn this on.
We haven't done that in a bit.
We need to step up our bad jokes because I don't have any.
We haven't done joke court in a year. Or what is it?
Don't do it at all.
Look, you can put that one down. You can that one down. Get us started right there. My young friend Emily, good morning. How are you? What's going on?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Although I will say on the way here, I think I was behind a drunk driver.
All right.
That was kind of weird. I was like,
what happened?
Well, I couldn't tell if they were drunk or just really tired like me, which is low-key the same thing. Mm-hmm. But I was driving and I pulled out to this one street that I always speed on. And there was some car in front of me and they were going super slow.
Maybe they were just being safe.
Yeah, super slow and swerving. Mm. That's very, very safe.
I don't ever mess with people that are going super slow. I don't honk. I don't get all up on their ass because I'm like, that might be somebody that's about to do a drive-by.
I never thought about that.
And so I'm like, yeah, there might be an Uzi popping out the back of there. If I'm in Westlake.
Yeah, in the morning, I will say I did kind of tail him a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I was like,
tailgate him?
Get too close to him.
Right.
Because my thoughts were, I was like, bro, how are you drunk? It's like 5 a.m. I was like, you've already had a really good night. Okay, just get out of the way. Just pull over for a second so I could go around you and speed.
What do you mean, how are you drunk? Emily, if you have not been drunk at 5 a.m, you're doing 23-year-old wrong.
Yeah, I have not.
What?
I have a lot of respect for myself. Also, drunk driving, bad.
Yes.
Yeah, well, of course. Bad. Don't drink and drive, but do stay up until 4:15 a.m. drinking and then remaining drunk at 5 a.m.
That sounds like so much work. Yeah. I don't do that.
And you never did it?
No.
Wow.
No. Luckily, he went to turn at the place that I wasn't going to turn.
All
and
right.
I sped up to a, delightful 30 miles per hour.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for asking. I finally, for the first time since Christmas, slept really well last night.
Hey,
oh,
so
okay.
You guys are in trouble. All right, you guys. I've been doing this thing on half sleep for like a, 2 days.
Yeah.
Say a year.
Yeah. But, oh my God, last night I went to sleep and didn't wake up until the alarm went off today. Oh snap. You guys got no idea what's in store for you.
Your battery is at 100%.
See, you don't want that, all right?
Nah, it's 40% max.
Right. You want to keep me under wraps there, man. 7 Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Bob Saget died of either a heart attack or a stroke or something else.
Ah, getting to the bottom of it.
Okay. That's specific?
This is a... I was not excited to see these details. There are details about how he was found, so brace yourself. TMZ.
Oh.
I mean, it's not bad.
On the toilet?
TMZ says that Bob was found lying face up on his bed with his left arm across his chest and his right arm lying beside him, which could indicate that he had a heart attack.
Left arm on chest, right arm down.
Doesn't that seem like it's the reverse?
It's supposed to be your left arm is the pains.
I mean, he could grab his heart with his left arm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just wasn't excited. The dude who sat right at where you were sitting, right across from me, and now I know the exact style
of final destination
in which he died.
You don't know if he's still. He might be still sitting over there. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Bob?
In the afterlife,
Bob the ghost.
Yeah.
You would be a type that believes in ghosts, right?
I don't believe in anything. Nothing at all.
I don't believe in anything.
Literally nothing at all. Okay. I'm just here, and that's it. I don't even believe I'm here. Sometimes I'm like, maybe it's a simulation. Then I'm like, nah, I don't believe that either.
Oh, no, you're definitely part of my simulation. Okay, yeah.
You hope so.
Yeah. So you think that Bob Saget, world-famous comedian, dies, can haunt wherever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Playboy Mansion's still an option.
Right.
But he comes to the 101X studio where he has been once and talked to on the phone one time.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that true? Did you...
I can't find... The only thing I found in our archives is a phone interview with Bob Saget. And I don't remember him being here.
Huh. Because, yeah, I saw all the various shows that I listened to were reposting their episodes with Bob Saget, and I was like, oh, we should have done that. And I was like, we don't have the archive capabilities to do that. It was a long time ago that he was here.
Yeah.
He would not have remembered me, is what I'm indicating to you.
That was before you ruined interviews by insulting our comedian guests.
I have been ruining interviews in the same fashion since I started, okay?
That's good to know.
I had it coming right out of the gate, all right? I was a natural, all right?
Yeah.
I was like LeBron James. I scored 25 my first night in the league. he also recently had COVID, and blood clots are a possible complication from the virus. So they're saying it's possible that he had a stroke. But an official diagnosis will not be available until the toxicology tests come back in 10 to 12 weeks. Why do we care so much about how people died? All right.
I mean, if it's like related
morbid curiosity.
Morbid curiosity is like obviously the main thing. But if he has kids or something, sometimes it's good to know just so that they're like, am I going to die of a blood clot?
Well, sure. You can inform the family and medical history and all of that. But I mean, this is according to TMZ.
I don't really know.
When I die in a couple months, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just be like, just be like a lifetime of abuse, a lifetime of, not taking care of himself.
No, they're going to write on your little cause of death form, just have you seen him?
Excuse me?
It's obvious to me what's going to kill you.
What's that? What?
Just wasting away.
I'm wasting away?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
I think whenever I hit the age 30, I'm just going to always carry around a pen and paper. So in my last dying seconds, I'm just going to write down LOL cancer, or like LOL blood clot, or LOL stroke, so that people know, and then they don't have to do the toxicology report.
They're going to find a piece of paper with scribble on it.
Because
you're trying to, in the middle of a seizure or something,
get this notated
also,
here.
Also, Jason is definitely haunting the studio when you die.
I will?
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, just the mic light's going to go on all of a sudden every once in a while.
You're not going to have a choice, Jason.
You can't
Jason.
Get me to come here while I'm alive.
That's true.
All right? I'm going to come here while I'm dead.
And that's why they're going to punish you in the afterlife.
Get out of here. Marital aid company Adam and Eve polled their users and said, what is the best and worst day to get it on?
Mm.
What is the...
Like day of the week?
Yeah.
I'm out.
you're out on this one?
I mean, the best day to have sex is today.
I was going to say, in my household, the best day to have sex is February 31st.
Oh. 2021.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
You should have done the
poor guy.
Poor guy.
We'll get there. I forgot I had that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
I don't work for you no more, buddy.
Aw.
No, best day of the worst day of the week to have sex. What do you think?
Wednesday.
Ooh, Wednesdays.
No. Well, Monday?
No. I would say a Thursday.
Okay. You guys kind of got
Thursday,
it.
So you make it special.
Wednesday
for
and Thursday tied for the bottom with only 6% of the vote. They asked what was the best day, and only
Monday.
6% of people chose Wednesday and Thursday.
That's hump day.
Most popular. I know,
that
right?
It's right there in the thing.
You're supposed to hump on hump day,
yes.
Right?
To get you through the week.
Most popular days were, you'll never believe it, Saturday, followed by Friday, and then Sunday.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, but I guess I would have thought there would be more people doing it midweek Wednesday and Thursday than on a Monday. Isn't a Monday like the hardest?
Oh,
you do back to work and you get home and you're tired.
No. Yeah. You get home and you're tired and you're like, I gotta take this out. I got to take this tiredness out. I got to reward myself somehow.
Take this tiredness out.
Yeah. And so Monday is a good stress reliever. It's like whenever you go to work and you come home and you're like, oh, I'm going to crack open a beer because that was a rough Monday. Same thing, except for you're cracking.
I'm gonna crack open a vagina.
Yeah. Except for you're going to crack open that.
Showdown at the drum last night.
The what?
Huh?
The drum.
It's a drum.
For real, Emily, you went to the University of Texas and you don't call it the drum?
What is the drum? Nick, explain
you
it to me.
You know the drum.
The Frank Irwin Center.
The Frank Irwin Center.
It's flat and round.
We never called it the drum. We called it the Frank Irwin Center.
Did the kids stop? When did they stop calling it the drum?
I don't know.
You know, it's probably before my time. I can hear my dad calling it the drum. I don't, and none of my peers ever called it the drum.
I mean, I think the students these days don't even know where that is.
Should I bring it back? Sometimes I wish I could.
The Frank Irwin Center's got like 6 more months left on it. So.
That's why I'm thinking we should do it. And sometimes I pretend, I'm like, what if I just like dress up like a college student and then go back to campus? Nobody would know.
How would you adjust your outfit today
to dress up
like a college student?
I would wear a University of Texas sweatshirt, which I'm not wearing today, but I normally do wear.
And then that would solidify me. Okay.
And then I could tell all these like rumors and lies and just like start spreading stuff on campus. Not that kind of stuff on campus.
You'd also need to be armed with the knowledge of what's going on with the sports teams. For example, showdown at the drum last night. What happened, Emily?
Basketball.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, basketball.
We won.
Yeah, you're correct. Texas, who has been struggling as of late, beat their rival Oklahoma 66-52.
Nice.
Andrew Jones scored a season best 22 points in the game. I could go on and on about this. I couldn't go on and on about this game. Guys, I got a little problem on my hands, all right? Emily, you have the answer to this problem, all right?
Good. I will help you.
I don't know if you know it yet, but it's in there, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you to rip it out. But most people probably unaware, I got 1/3 fired on Monday, which is not great news.
But it's not a half.
It's a job half full.
Two-thirds. Yeah, I'm happy to be any percentage not fired that they could allow.
Do you think they'll get down? You always say that 40% is your maximum efficiency. Will the company match you on jobs?
Get me down to 40% employment? It's going to be hard to make ends meet, all right? Just like whatever keeps me over the Tesla driving Uber driver threshold.
Oh, we were all concerned. I'm glad that you're still over that.
Whatever that is.
You still have Maynard compound money?
I'm not telling them. I'm not telling the bank that I got 1/3 fired on Monday. That's for sure. No, I'm no longer doing the afternoon sports talk thing, which was disappointing news at first. And then I'm going to tell you, I got to Monday afternoon and it was a goddamn relief.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Now, look, I'm going to miss the monies and such. But it's nice now to have my afternoons back to be back to being a short timer. But that's not the problem. The problem is, I don't know. It's only been 2 days. I stopped caring about sports, guys.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness! I'm so proud. Join the cult.
Is this just because we college football season ended on Monday?
Maybe it's because I'm in the twilight of football and fantasy football's over. Yeah. Most of my gambling implications are already been repositioned and the like.
I was with Jason this past Sunday at our friend Kenny's house when he's like, these games suck when you don't have a fantasy.
Yeah, when there's
team
no fantasy anything going on, these games are practically unwatchable.
Yeah.
Oh, right? I love how much I'm agreeing with you right now.
Are there 3 TVs playing me 8 games at one time? I don't care about any of these things.
No,
let's eat lunch, Kenny.
This
all
weekend,
right?
We should have you do an Emily weekend. You guys just hang out and do non-sports watching stuff. See if you like that.
Well,
do you like the lifestyle?
Saturday, I'm playing golf Saturday. There's an NFL game that starts at 3:30, and we made these arrangements previous to my 1/3 firing. And I remember telling the guys when they're like, hey, you want to play golf on Saturday? I'm like, yes, I'm in, but we got to tee off early because my wife The NFL needs me home at 3:30, all right? I have to be home at 3:30. And now I'm like, whatever, let's tee off at 5 o'clock. I don't care, all right? It doesn't matter anymore. I don't need to figure that out.
That's so nice.
Are you now emotionally cheating on your wife, a.k.a. the NFL? Do you not?
Yeah. No, they're divorced.
I guess so.
They're divorced. We're practically divorced.
You know what it is? We're living in a loveless marriage. Okay?
Yeah. We're making it work because, for the kids, which is
the new couch segment that we do here.
I turn on the college football national championship game on Monday, and I'm watching it. And under normal circumstances, I would be like,
taking notes.
I have to have 2 hours of analysis out of this game to carry, you know, Tuesday's program. And watching it Monday night, I was like, I gotta get 3 minutes to riff on. I gotta watch the highlights and then be fine with that.
What's your question for
me? That's the problem. That's my problem.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What does a normal person do?
How do I tackle this problem that I no longer care about? I mean, like last night, where the Ligers were playing softball.
My
friend Travis is watching Texas-Oklahoma on his phone. He's like in between innings checking in on the game. I'm like, what are you doing over there? He's like, Texas-Oklahoma are playing. I was like, oh, hook him, I guess.
My thing.
This is not the way that I'm supposed to live, okay? Being the sports guy is part of my identity. Mm-hmm. So what's the answer here, Emily?
What's the answer?
Yeah.
You want to create a new identity, right?
No, I told you the answer yesterday.
Talk about it here? Talk about it on here?
Yeah, sort of.
You just want to like vent your
the hot list.
Yes.
People care about sports.
I should pay attention because I need that knowledge for this program, okay?
Oh.
Even though I've been one-third fired, I'm still two-thirds employed. Don't mess up the other two-thirds.
Well, that's not my advice.
Well, yes, but that's the advice I was trying to give you. See, Emily.
You should worry about not getting two-thirds fired Emily.
Much like the previous person who sat in that chair. Felt like I was doing I was talking about football on this show just because I had it in my soul and I had to get it out.
Yeah. You do, though.
Like an athlete who's too full of energy and has to go for a run. That's not it, okay? These are all strategic decisions, all right? We talk about football because that's what, you know, our listeners, that's what's going on in their world, all right?
Is football.
Yeah.
But, like, why do they need to hear us talk about it?
Well, should we just talk to them about cosplay all day long? Do you think that's the answer? We're doing it for financial gain, okay? For rating success.
I see.
Yeah.
So here's the answer. Should I start watching football?
Yes. That's what we've been telling you for goddamn 9 months.
That's what I've been telling you before. Yeah.
Well, if you're not watching football anymore, though, like, why don't we just have Nick be the football person so that I can remain
I read about football.
Neutral.
Here's an even larger problem, guys, is I have convinced Bumbleina over the course of the last 2 years that I have to watch every game at all times. Because it's my job, man. This is my job, okay?
Yeah.
I can't not watch, all right? And so now I'm like, what am I telling her now?
It's not your job.
Are you going to be like when you see it in movies and TV, and I assume real life, where like the guy gets fired, but he still just leaves the house every day and pretends to go to the office?
That's a good idea.
Oh my God.
Just don't let her know. Just keep faking it.
Yeah, she wants to spend quality time on Sunday afternoon, and I'm like, sorry, all right? Married to the job, all right?
Yep. I got to bring home the bacon.
Yeah.
I just want you to have like a briefcase that you carry around. That's your sports case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's where all your sports takes go.
I don't know, guys.
Yeah, and then inside it's just a whole poker poker set.
Could you maybe perhaps bond with Bumbleito, your girlfriend's kid, over sports?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Teach him how to throw a baseball.
Right.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
It's our Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Driveway.com. I got a whole bunch of fun music news here.
We gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
Let's be efficient with our time and see what we can get to, ladies and gentlemen. We are, I think, right at 2 months away from South by Southwest 2022. Are you guys ready?
Oh, my God!
Are you pumped?
I'm pumped for whatever event our station is putting on.
I ain't touching that. Yeah, I'll go to some films, probably.
It's like, it's coming up.
This seems like Emily's deal. Like,
oh, I love it. Yeah. I love South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. Pre-working here, I used to volunteer, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
What'd you do?
I actually worked at the Hideout for comedy.
Okay. All right. Good.
So I had people stand in lines and yelled at them.
Well, should you want to work at the Hideout or attend the Hideout or anything South by Southwest 2022, you're going to have to be fully vaccinated for COVID-19 or have a recent negative test in order to get slash maintain your credentials. Is the Fader Fort going to be all 100% vaccinated? Because that's the only thing that matters to me, bro. Do you know the Fader Fort, Emily?
I don't know the Fader Fort.
I don't know the Fader Fort.
You don't think you never South by Southwested though, Nick. All right. Back in the day, South by Southwest 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
Like it was all just about the quest for free drinks. All right.
Ooh. Jason found them all.
And there were always a bunch of like nooks and crannies and like little parties you could attend here and there where there's free drinks from 5 to 7 or there's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the Fader Fort started. And it was like, hey, we're just going to buy out all of the east side and open it every day, all day. And there's going to be free drinks all the time.
You know what's funny, but not funny because it's very sad. This will be my first year at South by Southwest as a legal adult. Last year was canceled the last two years.
Well, yeah. It was virtual last year.
Yes.
Canceled in 2021.
All the free drinks.
South by Southwest 2020 was the effectively first thing on the pandemic chopping block.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was very sad, not only because obviously people were dying and things, but I couldn't get my free drinks.
Oh, I was so excited.
I was like, I'm finally 21. Mm-hmm. I can go experience all of the different brands giving out different things. And I want free tote bags and I want free margaritas and tacos. And
see, this is how
things.
South by Southwest was ruined for me. Not the corporatization, as many people would say. It's all just about the big brands and everything now. All right?
No, here's the problem, is that it used to be Jason felt special because he was getting the hookup on all the free drinks because he was a big radio big shot.
Uh-huh.
And now they'll just give it to everybody. So he's just one of the people getting free stuff.
That's not it. In 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, it was about the pursuit of the free drinks. But brace yourself for me to say a dick thing, all right? I have reached a level of success where effectively all drinks are free.
Okay. Give us both $20
right now.
Yeah,
that was bad.
I was one-third fired on Monday, guys, all right? I might be back to the pursuit of free drinks. I'm not sure.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, make a map for me and we'll go together.
Jason's Venmos are open.
Good luck with your South by Southwest drinks. Get vaccinated if you want to go. If I told you, finally, Bonnaroo will have its first female headliner. Is that something you'd be interested
in?
First female headliner ever.
I mean, who is it?
History of the festival.
Are you serious?
Yeah, don't get too pumped because it's Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
I mean, I'm pumped. That's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
Just don't die, Stevie Nicks. That's the only thing.
See, she says Stevie Nicks, who is headlining alongside Tool and J. Cole. Okay.
J. Cole's good.
Quote, I don't have just 10 years to hang around and wait for this thing to go away. I have places to go, people to sing for, another album to make, end quote, she says, referring to the pandemic, saying, hey, I'm pressing on despite the pandemic. You canceled ACL
I was like,
Fest.
Where were you at ACL?
Because you said the pandemic was too significant for you, right? Or it was too big of a risk.
Maybe she also checked her affluent status.
Well, don't worry. Things have gotten totally better since the... what's that?
Oh, it's gotten worse?
It's worse now than it was in October.
When is Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo is June 16th through 19th in Manchester, Tennessee.
Hmm. See, I was going to say that's far enough away to where we don't have to worry about the Omicron bump, but that's also far enough away to where there may be a new
variant bump is.
Summer COVID.
Stevie Nicks, I guess they've never had a female headliner, and so congratulations. But they put her, if you look at the lineup poster, her name touches Machine Gun Kelly.
It does.
It's like, hey, we're going to give you the prestige of being the first ever female head. Oh, but you're right next to Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm. And they will probably play at the same time.
That's disrespectful there, man.
Also, if you're worried about infection, stay away from Machine Gun Kelly.
Foo Fighters are putting out a movie. Studio 666 comes out February 25th. A feature-length horror comedy, and yesterday the band shared the official trailer.
How you feeling? Everything okay?
Ever since we moved into this house, my mind is flooded We all have writer's block.
This is not just a creepy rock and roll house. It allows spiritual entities to cross into our world.
Dude has got one flew over the cuckoo's nest crazy.
It's this place, man.
Let's finish the track.
Can we just wait, dude?
The idea is that the Foo Fighters, the actual guys in the band, not actors.
No, they play themselves.
Questionable choice. All right. Dave, you got nothing but charisma oozing off of you. I'm fine with you. All right. Pat Schmier.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, I got a little bit of questions about their acting abilities. They move into a house to record an album, but the house is haunted and...
It looks good.
Antics ensue.
I'm in.
Also in.
Look, full disclosure, I'm also all in on the Kevin James, Sean Payton movie. So, grain of salt.
I'm excited. It looks fun.
Look, I will go see it because Dave is my bro. We are future best friends. and I will support anything that he does. But I'm just like, all right, you're doing a lot, Dave. All right? You're doing a little too much. All right?
I just do. I really wish
Medicine
that
After Midnight. Is that the name of the last album? Okay.
Sure.
Waiting on a War is a great song. You get to like track 8 on that album. I'm like, this was a jam that you guys recorded and just put on the album. You like, don't have to do. You don't have to do so much, Dave. All right. You've done a lot.
One of them, I'm like, that's just My Hero in reverse. Okay. I see what you're doing, Dave. I'm excited about this, but I would enjoy this way more if he had recast the rest of the band.
Really?
Yeah,
Be a strategically. I
enjoy it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it past the few seconds of the trailer that I've seen, but I just can't imagine.
You know, Dave, and like you said, it's just like it's Seth Rogen and like Michael Cera and Jonah Hill as the rest of them.
You guys don't know enough about the Foo Fighters to like come up with an accurate casting. But that would be a fun idea. I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
Give us your casting later.
Move over, Oscar Mayer. Snoop Dogg is coming for you.
How so?
Excuse me?
Snoop Dogg has filed a trademark for his own brand of hot dogs.
Oh.
He's going to call them. Wait for it. Snoop Dogs.
I like it. I love it.
I like it, too. Yeah. He can do wine, and now he can do dogs.
Is Martha Stewart going to teach me how to make gourmet Snoop Dogs?
Oh, she definitely
will. You know
they're
best friends.
Right,
yeah.
I know they're in bed.
She should come with some fun recipes.
There's not necessarily any plans in motion yet for him to put out the Snoop Dogs. They're just filing the trademark in case he ever wants to get into the processed meat market. Snoop Dogg will be ready to go.
Man, so he's not like, actually doing it. It's like
I don't know.
It's a high thought.
All we know so far is that he's filed the trademark.
Look, guys, I don't want to get too far into the legalese, but I'm pretty sure you have to have an actual product to do a trademark. You have to intend to actually sell something. So, I'm coming for you, Snoop Dogg. If you don't make Snoop Dogs, I'm making them.
Do you have a go-to brand of wiener?
No.
Like, are you an Oscar Mayer guy? Are you a ballpark Frank person?
I like the ballpark just because of the old Michael Jordan commercials and they plump when you cook them. So I'm always concerned that I need a nice girthy wiener to make sure.
Yeah. Mm.
But I've also recently, the last time I made hot dogs over Christmas break, I went chicken dogs.
What the chicken? Why?
Interesting choice.
No.
Chicken dogs.
Not interesting. Horrific
with
choice.
Turkey, chili.
What are you doing?
Turkey
on
and
an artisan
chicken.
No. Bun.
No.
Delicious.
Ooh.
Delicious.
You had a bird dog. That's what you had.
I have a bird dog.
Yeah.
I am of the the Florida Man Kyle brand of hot dogs. In that listener, Florida Man Kyle, will send hot dogs from that the place that doesn't have a real establishment.
Oh, the ghost
the
kitchen.
Dog house.
Yeah, dog house, yeah. He used to send them to that show that I got fired from yesterday to celebrate my firing. He sent them to my house.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I told him not to, and he told me that he just got a bonus check and he was drunk and wanted to, and I was like, look, I can't refuse wieners.
He should have sent them here.
I'm
going to
send that clip of you earlier talking about how money is meaningless because drinks are free and everything.
I have a hot dog hangover right now, all right? Because he sent 5 hot dogs to my house in the middle of the day. I'm the only one at home.
Does he also have a weight gain bet with you?
Yeah, I've wondered what the amount that he sends my way.
Keep doing it, Florida Man Kyle.
Don't worry. I would have refused him if I would thought I was in trouble with the weight loss bet. But
yeah, you could have given it to Bumbleito.
One of the good things about puking for 9 straight days. Mm-hmm. Great way to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this CD sales are up this year because of mostly because of Adele. People are buying CDs. I just thought
she only released them on CD.
I thought it was the opposite.
I think that it might be that Adele, the caliber people, like to have the disc, like to hold the disc.
They're pretentious. Mm. That's what you're saying, aka me.
No, are you? I was gonna say, what is the last CD that you bought? But I can't even imagine. I can't even think of it.
I've brought in my whole CD case.
What was the last CD that you bought?
Let's see.
I mean, it better have been from 2021 if you're going to say you're a CD person.
No, but I do go to, like, Walmart and stuff and buy, like, the $5 CDs that were around from 10 years ago.
Okay.
Those are nice.
What was the last CD that you bought?
I think my last CD that I bought was literally Alkaline Trio back in, like, 2000. And I was at Texas State. So 2004 or 2005, because I was out of the dorms into a cheap apartment.
Good Morning came out in 2003. That would have been
like
your era.
It was like a yellow CD case or CD. I don't know.
But Crimson maybe in 2005-ish.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
The last CD I bought.
I was literally like, this is enough. Like, I'm done. Done.
I remember the last CD I bought.
Good Morning by Alkaline Trio. Sorry, Emily has a song called We've Had Enough.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go, buddy. What was the last CD you bought?
It's okay.
One more thing. No, I'm just kidding.
It was kind of interrupt worthy. Mine was Taylor Swift's Folklore.
Oh, okay.
So, but you didn't
want to listen to it on Spotify or whatever?
Oh, I have both.
You just, but why? Why did you wanted to hold it?
Yeah, I like to collect it. I guess it's more of a collector's item. And then also, I always
it's
have
not
those
a collector's
thoughts.
Item.
It is. It's the special edition Folklore CD. Okay? She only made a few of those.
All right.
But I always have those thoughts about, well, what if I'm, you know, on a road trip and I lose service? How am I? And there's no really good radio stations around. What am I gonna do? And I'm like, oh, I can listen to CDs. And then I remind myself, I don't really leave. I don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that doesn't ever happen.
You certainly don't drive places, right?
No, and I don't drive places without service.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What was the last CD that you bought? Do you even remember? I have no idea.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Every Wednesday, 7:30-ish for like a decade and some now, we've had a that guy, don't be that guy segment. This is mostly a segment allowed, designed for me to shame my friends, for me to pick out which one of my friends' behavior I don't care for and call it out on the radio. Occasionally, it is used to discuss the absolutely despicable behavior, something that I have seen in the world that I consider, this is an unredeemable person, okay? What this person has done must make them bad, must make them evil. And that's what we have today.
Yeah.
Doesn't finish their milk with their cereal guy. Don't be that guy.
That's the best part.
Like the end of
the sugar milk that's all Fruity Pebbles colored.
Is exactly what I'm saying. Yes.
They literally started selling it by itself.
I hate to say
Oops, all milk.
That there is a despicable, unredeemable, I cannot stand you person living in my home and he's a child.
But, so you're redacting. You are that guying of a child.
Yeah, but that's nothing new. We do that around here.
I actually looked it up and several times. You were concerned this might be Bumbleito's first time.
Yeah.
But nope.
My girlfriend's kid, Bumbleito, is...
When did they move in?
July.
So let's just say July 1st last year.
Yeah.
July 7th, 2021, eats my bread guy. So didn't even make it a week.
Nope.
I assume he also was afraid to admit the wrong guy.
No. That's you.
There was talks during the movie or TV show guy.
That was definitely Bumbleito.
That's definitely him.
Thinks avocado tastes like clean penis guy. That was me.
That was me. I still stand
by that
statement.
How do you not remember who these people are?
I was doing a joke.
Oh, okay.
Implying that a child was...
Explains your joke guy because it's that bad. Mm. Don't be that guy.
Speaks when they don't need to, that guy.
Man,
you guys have a fight. Let's do it.
Cereal.
I walked by the sink the other day. And Bumbleito, who exists on a series of cereal soups and mac and cheese. Now, this is not because of...
Cereal soup? That's kind of all the same.
Cereal soups and mac and cheese?
You can all eat it with a spoon.
It should be a cookbook.
Yeah. This is just too lazy cereal to chew.
I don't know.
You can swallow everything. Mac and cheese is pretty soft.
This is not because his mother and I don't provide him an array of nutritious meals to eat and occasionally Florida Man Kyle hot dogs.
Yeah.
But no, he just prefers to live in a cereal, soup, mac and cheese world. The other day, I just walked past the sink. And it was a rare occurrence where the sink wasn't just heaping with dishes.
Yeah.
So I was able to identify some of the individual pieces that were going on in there.
Okay.
And there was just a bowl sitting in there that was, you know, a third filled with milk. And it was like sugary cereal looking milk. And I was like, hang on. Is this kid pouring himself bowls of cereal and then eating all those cereal pieces and leaving behind the milk? Because as you pointed out, Nick, that is the most delicious part, right?
You know, what I even like to do is you go back for two bowls. That second bowl, but you make it with the sugary milk in it.
Oh.
That is even...
Ew, I don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
See, that's a very efficient move. I like that. I would just drink the milk and then make myself a second bowl and then drink the milk again.
That's what I would do, too, if I was in that situation. But under no circumstances
would I ever just put a bowl of delicious cereal milk into the sink.
You need to get this kid tested, okay? Of all the things you've come in here, is he smart enough to ride his bike to school? All those things.
Now you're worried about his emotional intelligence.
Now I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I don't care that he's 13 and plays with stuffed dolls. But get him tested for his cereal practices.
Maybe, should I, you know, just in the spirit, there are starving children in Algiers who would love a third of a bowl of cereal milk.
Yeah. They've never tasted Trix in their life.
This is very wasteful on our part. Should I get some sort of carafe for him to, when he's done, collect the cereal milk?
And donate it?
Well, I was going to say I'll drink it.
Ew.
I'll drink it.
That's...
I can't drink after a 13-year-old kid's cereal?
I don't know if you want to.
Seems weird.
Seems weird?
Seems weird.
Uh-huh. Don't do that, Bumbleito. My girlfriend's kid does not finish the milk at the end of a bowl of cereal, and that disgusts me. That offends me as a human being. I can't believe that somebody would be like that. Three's a mistake, tweets it at the Morning X, says, I'm that guy. I'm lactose intolerant, though, so you got to... cut your losses somewhere.
You know, there's a different route.
You've already ruined it.
I mean, you can always just get lactose-free milk and then drink that at the bottom. Mm. That sounds dangerous to put, like, you're like, oh, I'm going to have a bowl of cereal with all lactose, but I'm just going to not drink the bottom.
I don't know the perils of being lactose intolerant, but I would think you're just out of the cereal world at that point.
I would just think that no matter how much milk you drink, you're going to be screwed.
I'm pretty sure like it messes me up some fierce, the milks and the dairies, and I've just persevered and just lived a life of just, you know, I can't leave town because I need to be by a toilet at all times.
But I
also am chocolate milk with my cereal guy.
It's a game changer.
Trust me.
I heard about that.
Frosted Flakes and chocolate milk. Yeah, my go-to brand is Promised Land, which is, I don't know if they're part of the supply shortages or if they're stuck in the Suez Canal, but it's really hit or miss at my HEB. And so the other day I actually went to one of those, like, it's not full on like almond milk or soy milk. It's like a super lactose light chocolate milk. And I hate how much I like it.
Really?
I hate how much.
Well, that's good. And your body probably thanks you for that, too.
They're also, Bumbleina and Ito are whole milk people.
What?
I grew up a one percenter.
I'm a two percenter.
I don't know which I hate more, 1% or the whole milk. Like, you're both wrong.
So
I agree.
2% is the answer?
2% is the superior.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whole milk, I'm
don't
like...
Don't even come after me, skim milk.
I feel like you might as well just scoop ice cream on top of your cereal drinking whole milk.
Yeah, definitely.
Consuela Lannister tweets at the Morning X, says, my three-year-old was listening in the back seat and said, me put bowl in sink too, no milk. Bowl with milk in sink is silly.
Bowl with milk and sink.
The 3-year-old gets it. Get it together, Bumbleito. Thank you for that. All right, coming up next, we're going to discuss Emily's relationship or whatever this thing
is. I don't know.
Someone asks, it's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends, Nick and Emily, who is in a relationship.
That's a strong word.
That's a question.
She's in a thing. She's taking part in a
something.
Thing. And that's the issue at hand, right?
Yeah. I have been seeing this person. Seeing? Is that a strong word? Dating?
Do you say
dating?
Do you close
anymore?
Your eyes? When you, no.
Yeah.
Emily's been going to Pound Town with a guy.
Okay, it's more than that. More than that. Mm-hmm. Excuse you.
Uh-huh.
I've been seeing somebody since Halloween. Kept it on the down low because relationships are scary, but I'm to the point where I can't decide if this is the best time to DTR, define
right.
the relationship
right.
or not. Just,
this is with a guy?
Yes.
Okay, it's never the right time.
Never?
It's never the right time.
Men are never ready to commit.
Time.
I'm also
a
little
nervous. If you want to commit,
you
got to trap him with a baby.
Oh, absolutely wow. not. That would be trapping myself with if I had a child.
So, yeah, you said since Halloween.
Yeah.
What happened on that date? Why is that the date of demarcation?
So, we met back in June through some mutual friends. We just had a little hookup phase for about 2 weeks. And then...
In June?
Yeah, back in June.
Okay.
Had like a hookup phase and for like 2 weeks in July. And then he was like, yo, I'm going to Europe for 3 months. And mm-hmm. I was like... Peace. Mm-hmm. Bye. Didn't think about it.
Okay.
He came back from Europe and mm-hmm. immediately was like, hey, let's catch up. And I was like, wait, who are you? No, I'm just kidding. I was like, oh, you remember me? That's strange. I thought you were going to go to Pound Town in Europe. So then since
he
then.
Did go to Pound
Town. He did. No, he did. And I would have too, honestly. Have you seen Europeans? Jeez. I
Which
don't
ones?
Blame him. All of them except for people
don't say any specific nationality. That's probably.
So yeah, then he came back and ever since then we've been hanging out, but it's been more
hanging
than
out.
It's been more than just the Pound Town situation.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I mean that you guys share emotional connections.
Yeah.
You talk on the phone, you
yeah.
text, you go out on dates.
Yeah.
You
I remember
you do
a couple
all of
weeks
things.
Ago
yeah,
Emily
yeah.
was like, he just called me.
Oh,
I got out of the blue.
What a psycho. What
I was
is
like, what does this mean?
I was like, was this like yeah. a 2 a.m. call to talk? And
no.
She's like, no.
Yeah.
Just like, he was like, how was your day?
3 o'clock. And I was like, oh, okay. Good to know. I haven't been invited to friend gatherings. Mm-hmm. And he's come to friend gatherings?
You have been invited to friend gatherings.
Yeah. Like cookie decorating gatherings. Like just very simple things.
Hey, when he...
Like
no. when he said
things were icing multiple times.
That's
not a euphemism or
no.
any sort of code. It's like come to my cookie decorating.
It's
actually cookie decorating.
Actually cookie decorating.
He made her dress up like a Keebler elf.
Okay.
He was a tree.
When he takes you to cookie decorating party
yeah.
with his friends, he says, This is
Emily.
Just that's it.
This guy's playing chess.
Yeah. This is Emily.
Yeah, like I've heard him whenever we were together on the like in person. I've heard him answer the phone, and be like, "Hey, can I call you back? I'm with Emily." So I'm like, that can mean what can that mean? I'm now, under a name that people know.
Here's my question. Okay, good. It's like, not just hey, I'm with that girl.
Hey, I'm busy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you want to be in a relationship with this person?
Yeah, but at the same time, I personally...
Well, I mean, do you want him to be your boyfriend, or do you want there
yes,
to be something...
Yes, but I'm not in a rush. I'm not in a rush, but I'm at the point where thinking about, like, I don't want to be used.
So you want a DTR promise ring?
Kind of.
We agree to have defined
like,
the relationship.
We agree that we're both interested in potentially pursuing like a relationship.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, Emily.
Yeah, please give me the old-fashioned talk.
But,
Am I too late?
I think you're already just F buddies.
What?
All right? Yeah.
Why? Why do you
I
say
mean,
that?
Well, it's been two months and some.
Yeah, almost three, I guess.
Yeah. And you guys hang out and do things, mm-hmm. but you haven't broached this subject yet.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's just been decided that you guys are not a couple, mm-hmm. but are you know, people who bang on each other every once in a while.
You think? He has a toothbrush at my place.
I haven't had
to. He comes over to like work on his work.
I haven't had to have this talk many times. Uh-huh. I need to go into numbers. It's one. But my answer
is.
Poor
guy.
Yeah. Is you have this relationship when the girl makes, or this discussion when the girl makes you have the discussion. And then you're like, okay, yeah, cool.
No, I disagree. So you think it's
like, because like I haven't, the last relationship that I was in was 3 years ago, like one where I actually was like, this is my boyfriend.
Right.
Was about 3 years ago, and we got together when I was 18. So I technically he was 19. So.
Predator!
So I technically haven't started a real relationship since I was 18, which is why it's freaking me out, where I'm like, well, what do I do? What do I do?
Any person who I have ever made my girlfriend, within
a month?
Within a month after us seeing each other, I would say the opposite of what you said, Nick. I would be the one who initiates hey,
really?
I want you, as Joey Ramone once said, I want to be your boyfriend, mm-hmm. right?
Really?
Well, see, here's my thing is like,
God, now I just outed it. Myself to like 8 different girls who I sent that Ramone song to when I was officially like proposing boyfrienddom. Each one of you was special to me.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. I guess if you're somebody that, you know, the possibility of having to balance multiple, you know, partners or something, and you want to be exclusive, that matters.
Well,
into
yeah,
it.
Hang on. Now we're going to get into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be my therapy coach.
Sharing too many details. Are you guys seeing other people?
I don't believe so. I am not. I am not. We've had this conversation in like a joking manner, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I made a joke
about. Did you ask him and he laughed it off?
Yeah, that's probably a bad sign.
No.
That's probably not good.
No, he was like making a funny face, and I made a joke about like, oh, are you practicing making out with all your other ladies?
Uh-huh.
And he made like a obviously sarcastic, oh yeah, you know, Emily, all the other people I'm seeing.
I don't know if that's
so.
Good,
I don't
that's
know.
That's a bad sign to me.
That's a bad sign. Red flag.
Yeah. Look, again, maybe it's my old fashioned nature, Emily, but I do not have good news for you because if you guys have been 2.5 months and you're still not a thing, I don't know that you're going to be a thing.
You don't think so?
Well, here's my thing, and this may be just because I finished season one of Euphoria last night.
Okay.
But aren't you 23? Shouldn't you have like multiple? Like brother husbands and sister wives, and you're all in a weird throuple that just, you know, whatever, wherever you land, that's your partner for the night.
I don't know that I'd use Euphoria.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say. Advice through Euphoria.
If he hasn't sabotaged somebody else's life by framing them for a crime, he doesn't even care about you, Emily. Dump this loser.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. When is the right time for the DTR, define the relationship talk, and did Emily miss it? Because I think you missed it, man.
I mean, maybe I'm having it right now. Hello out there, if you are listening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully not.
Sorry.
He listens every now and then, so sorry.
Hi. Good
welcome.
Morning.
This is Radio Life.
Emily has been seeing a dude since Halloween, 2.5 months now, and they still have not had the define the relationship conversation. What do you think? John in San Marcos tweets at The Morning X, says, what you do, Emily, is you send him a podcast of this segment and let the radio do the work.
Oh, God.
Or alternatively, just talk to them like a GD adult.
I mean, that's the plan. I've been trying to.
The former is a much better idea. Just anytime you have a problem in your relationship, bring it up on the radio.
And so that they hear it first.
Yes, eventually it'll work its way out, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, I thought about it. I was a little skeptical about talking about this on the radio or just putting my private parts out there, but
phrasing. Okay.
But I decided, you know, this is my job. I want to share this part of my life and my struggles with you all. So I should also. I think I lost 20 followers just in the last 5 seconds.
What? Why?
Because
people find out that you're not single, and then they're out.
Yeah,
that's a thing for women. Yeah,
you guys
are
the worst. What is wrong with you guys?
This is a classic radio thing. It was maybe even just a life thing, but what you should do is you should practice this. I say we role play. You asked Jason. Oh, you play the role of Emily's guy.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Okay.
And let's have this conversation. This
Wait, yeah. I actually because what up, I am Emily. Me, it doesn't sound like that. I did write down
up,
in
Emily?
My notes.
It's good to hang with you again.
I wrote down what I was going to say in my notes.
You wrote down.
Yeah, on my phone
Follow
app.
Follow your heart. Yeah. All right.
No,
what are you talking
scary.
About?
Scary. I overthink things. So
here's the.
Here we go.
All right.
Hi.
Hello, Emily.
Nice to see you.
It's been great having sex with you the last
no,
2.5 months.
No, he wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say that. Stop, stop.
I particularly like when you do that thing with my...
Where are you guys at right now? You're supposed to set the stage.
Oh, yes. You're at my apartment.
Okay.
And I say, hello, thank you for coming to my apartment.
I'm here for more sex.
No. No. You say, hello, Emily. It was great to see you.
Oh, did you write down what he was going to say as well?
Yes. All the other options.
Just print up the script and give it to him.
Yes, I'm your boyfriend now.
Okay, here we go. This is what I wrote. I said, right. Hi. We've been seeing each other again. I said again because this is the second time around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Since Halloween. And I'm just wondering, wait, dang it, I messed up.
Oh,
I need
God.
To practice. And I'm just wondering how you think things are going and how you're feeling about everything.
So you want to send him a survey on a scale of 0 to 5?
Yeah. How do you feel?
You've left it completely open for him again to just say, oh, I think you're great and I really enjoy being with you.
I'm giving him an opportunity to take the relationship by the
You're giving him an opportunity to talk around the subject,
yes.
dance around it even further. I would be like, oh, I think it's going great. I love the time that we spend together.
Aw, thank you.
I think you're super special.
Aww,
you're
Jason.
Great. And, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not Jason.
Yeah,
least, somebody.
He's
other
about
person.
To let you down hard.
And let's keep doing it.
And then I'm going to say, well, am I your girlfriend? Is that how I should do it? Just like,
I mean,
force it in.
Well, but again, you don't want to be his girlfriend
that's
yet.
That's true. That is
Here's
true.
Here's what you do is the next
no,
time he
that's,
comes
that's
over.
That's bull ass. What do you mean? I don't want to be his girlfriend
just,
yet.
She
I'm
wants
just
to know
scared.
If they are just F buddies or if this is
that's
headed
true.
Somewhere.
That,
and because
there you go.
If she should protect her heart and her feelings and expectations.
Mm-hmm,
here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Is the next time he comes over or whatever, just be like, hey, I don't want to freak you out or, you know, we don't need to do anything right now, but where is this going?
Yeah.
That's
and
simple.
Then if he says nowhere, I'm going to be like, okay, can you leave now? And then I will go about the rest of my day. And then I get to tell you guys about it on the radio. So,
Consuelo Lannister says, it sounds like you're in a relationship already, Emily, but you should have the conversation now. Then again, I've been with Carlos Targaryen since we were 17, so I'm
Aww.
Not sure how the kids do things now. Yeah, I'm not sure how you make it 2.5 months without already doing this.
I mean, it's just, it's 2.5 months, COVID months, too, so you got to
oh,
remember
you know
things
what?
Go
I didn't,
slower.
I didn't factor in
no,
pandemic
No, it's not what
months.
They say about that, COVID at all. It's an accelerator.
Yeah. The other way?
Yes.
Brett with 1T says, I don't think there's a magic amount of time required to do the DTR. If it's a conversation you're wanting to have, do it. It's so important to put our wants and needs first, and communication is healthy in a possible relationship.
Yeah, no,
that sounded smart, Brett.
I completely
Brett's
agree.
That's one of the smart ones.
I think I'm only going to take my advice from Brett, so I appreciate
okay.
it. I need
so
to keep
you're gonna,
practicing.
You're going
to
push the. You're going to practice your script.
Yeah, I got to practice my script,
and then you're going to go for it.
And then I'm going to go for it. Hopefully
okay.
this week. Maybe the conversation will start.
Or hopefully he just heard it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows the
And
answer.
Then
he
just
he
like never texts me ever again. And hey, I have a bunch of snacks that he left in my apartment. So he's got to come back for those.
Oh, there you go.
Hold his snacks hostage.
This is why we're made for each other.
Speaking of pandemic times, I have bad Omicron news, but a cookie chaser that we'll get to in just a moment.
Here's more of the Morning X.
Some Morning X headlines we miss in the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. All right, we're going to talk about coronavirus, but then I'm going to tell you about some sweet new cookies, guys.
I'm excited.
Sweet new cookies coming our way.
But rip off that Band-Aid of coronavirus for me, please.
Okay, amidst the surging Omicrons, we have set a brand new Austin, Texas record for COVID-19 cases. We did it, guys.
Yeah.
We did it.
Number one.
Take that, Florida.
Here's my question.
Oh.
Does the record count now that it's an 18-game regular season?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
question.
What?
Asterix.
Asterix. Football joke. Yeah. Oh. I even messed it up. 17 game regular season. 18 week. Son of a... yeah, so the weekly average of new daily hospitalizations, which is what Austin Public Health uses to determine how effed we are, on Sunday was 102.7. I love that radio station. They play all the... 102.7, beating out the previous record of 93.7. I hate that one.
Yeah,
which was the record set basically exactly 1 year ago today. This is the cold weather time of year. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the streak has continued with 108 new hospitalizations on Monday and 110 new yesterday. And they say we're at least 2 weeks away from the peak. So it's going to get even worse. But after that, we're going to fix it, right? After that,
it all goes downhill from there.
We'll be
right?
fine.
I mean, that's how they did in South Africa.
Is that true?
That's where Omicron came from.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You shoot up, you set all kind of records, and then it's gone. So it's basically you're in and out with your outbreak in a couple of months.
Truly irresponsible, dumb question amnesty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we supposed to be doing here?
Still wearing your mask. Actual KN95, like one of the medical masks. We're done with cloth masks. Okay. If you went and bought a bunch of leopard print masks from a stripper who was out of work.
I got a bunch of sweet longhorn masks.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Mm-hmm. That's not good for anything anymore?
And your gaitors have never been in.
It's been garbage the whole time?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a year ago... there were very clear guidelines, all right?
Yeah. So
wear a mask, social distance, stay home.
They're
still on
the CDC's website.
Covered. Is it just that, because it seems to me as if society has just been like, we tried, we failed to stop the whole thing, and now,
that is the one thing
we're just out here.
Yeah, that's the one thing to be optimistic slightly, I guess, is that the next variant, we will not care whatever. One bit.
Why is that a thing to be optimistic about?
Well, I mean, just if you're doom and gloom or freaking out, or I don't know if this is just weighing on your stress. It's like, nah, man.
See, I feel like I'm caught very halfway in between this because I'm trying to be safe and I'm trying to, you know.
But you're also trying to get a boyfriend.
Do my thing. Okay, that's also true. But I bought concert tickets whenever things started looking good.
Oh, my concert tickets.
And one of them...
I want to go see Rage Against the Machine in El Paso.
I do. I didn't buy those concert tickets, though. I didn't get to
those. That's a bit from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I...
Two years ago?
Sexy Baby Jason, Jessica voice.
Hang on. Is that true? Hold on.
That's true.
Oh, God.
They were supposed to play in El Paso 2 years ago.
I have tickets.
I want to go. Take me.
It's now... It's this March in El Paso.
Let's go.
Was complaining about Rage Against the Machine tickets. Was that Fat Jason?
No.
Fatter Jason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before your weight loss, I get confused
in
all the time.
It was in the middle of it. Okay. I mean, I was 2 months in, so I was probably, 320 pounds.
Wow.
The good old days.
Yeah.
But what do I do with those concert tickets now?
I mean,
if the show is not canceled, then you go
and you wear a mask and you.
Yeah,
look, my thing all along has been I don't want to put a strain on our healthcare system. So if hospitalizations are up and people are maxed out, I mean, I also tangentially care about the mental health of all of our nurses and doctors and everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's mostly just, I don't want. We don't want to get to a situation where somebody has a heart attack a la Bob Saget and they can't get help because all the beds are full of COVID people who are unvaccinated.
No, and that's entirely true.
And so that's always been my concern and why I continue to wear masks when they tell me to wear masks and when things are spiking. And, I'm still going out. Like, I went out to watch the Cowboys game Saturday night at a Toomey Sports
Shame
Bar.
Shame on you.
But we were outside.
Shame.
Yeah. Just with my
shame,
friend.
Shame.
When there's all, the table full of cute girls and the dog right there giving you an end, you don't go do it.
Yeah. I mean, not to be a damper.
That's totally my reason, 100%. I stand by it.
Okay. Yeah. Not to be a damper. And sorry, you can talk about cookies in a second. But my dad did have heart surgery this year, and it took him almost 3 months to be able to schedule his heart surgery because there were no beds because of how many COVID patients there were. And literally, that's what the hospital said. So please just go get vaccinated because there's other people that need those beds. And I know I said that after saying, hey, do I still go to this concert?
Right,
but yeah,
right.
I'm going to wear a mask and it's outside and it's still scary, though. And
also, I'm pretty sure at this point there was somebody who was on the fence about getting vaccinated and then they heard your recommendation.
Yeah.
And so they're like, you know what? I'm going to go today. So
I'm like the Jesus of vaccinations.
That's the conversation she's having with her guy after the DTR.
Yeah,
will you please get vaccinated?
By the way,
no.
He's vaccinated. Hasn't gotten boosted yet. Shame.
Oreo is 110 years old. Happy birthday, Oreo.
Happy birthday. And you lived longer than Betty White.
To celebrate. Wow, she's rubbing it in. To celebrate, Oreo is releasing a special flavor, chocolate confetti cake.
That sounds tasty.
Sprinkles. Give me them sprinkles, bro. Two layers of filling, the signature cream flavor, some sprinkles, and then a chocolate cake flavored cream in there as well.
Yummy.
Are you guys Oreo people?
I love Oreos. Double stuff all the way.
I'm not going to not eat an Oreo necessarily. But I guess it was my previous roommate, your current roommate, Nick, who would get those. I don't know what the...
Like quadruple stuffs.
Well, oh, this, the triple
sounds,
stuff?
This sounds
that's
bad.
A little too much.
The white Oreos? What are those?
Oh, the blonde ones?
No, psychopath.
No.
Those are pretty good.
Those are pretty gangster.
They used to have a cinnamon roll version, and it was really good.
I don't know if you noticed, but I was eating
Oreo.
11 of those per package that you bought.
I don't think she noticed. They're really good, though. I don't blame
her. Here's my thing. I used to be an Oreo guy. Love a good Oreo. But I'm out because I found out that Hot Rox is the original and Oreo is just a big ripoff.
Oh,
so Hydrox?
Hydrox.
Okay.
They started the Oreo cookie and then Oreo came in and literally stole the idea from them. So you're out. Canceled, Oreo.
All right.
Canceled.
If you say so.
It's the best in milk.
Cookie story number two. It's Girl Scout cookie time.
Yes!
Almost. It comes in February.
Mm-hmm.
But they just put out a press release saying that they have partnered with DoorDash so that you can get on-demand cookie deliveries this year. Now, is that good, or isn't the point of Girl Scout cookies to teach these young ladies
how to
enterprise, how to get out there and hustle and
things?
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Realistically, I feel like moms now have taken over the cookie game, but there are still those few kids that want to genuinely sell the cookies.
Well, look, we learned about this in sports and college football where they're like, yeah, we don't care about COVID, just pack the arenas, play the games, we need our checks. Like, that's what Girl Scouts are doing right now, okay? This thing has been a money scam this entire time. You've been falling for it.
Yeah, you're supporting Girl Scouts or something.
No, I love it. Now I can finally go to CVS this February and not have to be worried about I have to duck this little 12-year-old girl.
Okay, I'm on the opposite end of the spectrum. Anybody out there that has kids that are selling Girl Scouts, hit me up. No, I'm serious. I want your plug. I need the Girl Scout plug from you. Please.
Man, I'm such a non-cookie person because, I'm like, well, I could ask you what your favorite Girl Scout cookie is, and I don't have an answer.
Tagalongs, rigmaroles, dosey-dos.
I know Thin Mints are one of them, but I would never... I don't want mint in my cookies, all right?
You know, we should
mint
play
in
a fun
my
game.
Toothpaste, not mint in my cookies.
I agree. I don't care if you freeze them or not.
Uh-huh.
But is this the name of a Girl Scout cookie or on the lineup for Bonnaroo?
Oh.
That's a fun game.
That is a fun
That's
game.
That's a fun game.
Game's not allowed.
No.
There is a new Girl Scout cookie called Adventure Falls. Adventure Falls, mm-hmm. Right, which will also be at the EDM tent at Bonnaroo. Adventure Falls. Brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored cream and sea salt.
That sounds really
good.
See,
this is how far out of the cookie game I am. Nick, you were there for this.
Yeah.
Our friend Kenny's wife, Lindsay, has been making cookies for us on Sunday while we watch football. I was 3 weeks ago old when I realized you can put salt in a cookie.
Look,
salt
of all
on a cookie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Our friend Kenny likes to do, like, I've never heard somebody brag so much about ordering double cheese on a Domino's pizza. He likes to brag about all these life hacks, these augments he's doing, recipes.
Uh-huh.
The sea salt on a chocolate chip cookie is legitimately life-changing.
Yeah. Brown butter
so
on your
new,
chocolate chip
That was new for
too.
You as well? Because I had never had that.
He's done it a couple times, but
I've never had it until I had it over there.
Try it out.
Right. Okay. Let's go get some sea salt cookies.
I'm so hungry now.
DQA. Done. Dumb question amnesty. You just say those three letters, and then you can ask whatever silly question you want, even if the answer is readily available on the internet. And your friends are obligated to help you and not laugh at you. These are the rules, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I guess.
That last part is key.
Not
dumb
laughing?
Question amnesty. Electricity. How's that work? How is that?
What do you mean?
Elaborate.
How does that work?
How are you built? How
well, there's
it
electrons
created?
And positrons.
I'll tell you, first of all, this is more of a let's use the radio to fix a problem in Jason's life sort of segment. And I'll get to that in just a second. But here, if you want to don't laugh at me, DQA, but you're allowed to laugh at me. So over the last... My most recent week of sickness, mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time just sleepless nights where I couldn't fall asleep, just staring at the ceiling, sitting in a quiet, dark house. Mm-hmm. And I noticed, I was like, man, I got a lot of interesting house sounds. You know what I mean?
Like okay. creaks yeah. and
yeah, just like house sounds. Like I, you know, normally I lay down and I'm in a minute. So I don't know what the house sounds like when it's quiet. Being up all night and sitting there in the dark, like I noticed a whole bunch of house sounds. Now, I have a whole bunch of very identifiable house sounds. I have a barking dog that is disturbing, I assume, all of my neighbors. Yeah. Sorry about that, neighbors. Bumbleito could be upstairs playing video games and chatting to, I assume, somebody else on the internet playing video games, but maybe just his own consciousness. That could be going on at any hour of the night. But yeah, like there's oftentimes I'm just sitting there and there's just the house will just go...
Well, the house talks to you.
There's just be like a... Yeah. There's just a variety of interesting house sounds that I assume I shouldn't concern myself with.
I would never think... don't ever...
I grew up in a house with rats scurrying through the walls, mm-hmm. so I know that one, okay? I know that one is just one to be alarmed by. You should tell somebody about that one. But for the most part... I was like, these are just normal house, normal just house.
See, my bed is very close to my window, and so I don't have, like, house sounds, but I have, like, oh, that was just a car backfiring five times in a row. Surely.
Oh, right.
Surely. Yeah. Surely. That's fine.
That's fine, right? No, for real, dumb question amnesty.
Hit us.
Can I hear the electricity?
Clicking on and off? Or just electricity?
Yes, you can.
But no. I know that obviously clicking the AC, clicking on and off, and like a hum, like a... Mm-hmm. Like, I can hear that. But there, I am hearing something. I might just be finally losing it. Mm-hmm. Finally? Okay. Losing it further and hallucinating. But I'm hearing like a...
Like the electricity working and creating...
You surely can hear electricity, I think, or at least like I get
like running through the air, just particles. You're hearing particles.
I don't know where I'm hearing it from, but I'm hearing it with what sounds to me like electricity. Okay,
you're hearing
it
must
sounds like
be
1.21 gigawatts pumping itself through my house. All right,
but that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
I don't know if TVs still do this, but back when they had like the big fat ones, we didn't have flat screen TVs.
Yeah,
and they had the vacuum tubes and everything. You could hear a TV that was on, but was just like on black or whatever, wasn't showing anything. Like you could just tell that there was something is on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that you can, I would assume that you could, that's part of it.
I think for Christmas, my mom got me one of those just trays that will charge all your stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's just, that's magic, by the way. That's the, like, you just plug it in and then you set your phone on top of it and it charges. You set your AirPods on top of it and it will just charge them.
I don't trust it.
See, I think it's that thing because it's not. It's making like a weird like.
Well, unplug it. You should get this electric play to South by Southwest showcase. Like this has got.
They could be it with the sex
tones. The kids are gonna like.
That's just a fun thing that's happening in my life. Okay, I can hear the electricity. If you need me to come to your house and listen for your electricity, I'd be happy to do so.
Well,
I can't
can
tell you.
Can you hear it here? Is it working?
It sounds. It sounds outdated. It sounds like a. It sounds like a medium from the 80s.
Yeah.
That's okay. Going out of business quickly. Does that seem accurate?
What was the old electricity before Tesla invented the new electricity? I think it's just we just have AC. We don't have DC.
Oh, I don't know. The real question is the fuse on the microwave blew 6 days ago, and I can't make it go back to normal. What do I do?
Get a new microwave.
Like in the actual
microwave?
He's already
done that.
You went out here for the get a new microwave.
No.
Like his microwave is an affluence microwave. Yeah. It lives in a drawer. You have to do like basically rebuild the whole house.
Yeah.
Place.
Oh. Just burn the house down before you get a new microwave.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And he swears he didn't do anything, but I'm pretty positive Mambaluto did something to the microwave.
I accidentally microwaved my switch.
No, the fuse that it's connected to in the fuse box here in the garage is flipped. All right,
flip it back,
and so I go and I flip it back, and it just immediately goes chunk. And so I flip
turns
it back
off.
And then it goes chunk.
You have a ghost,
and it refuses to turn itself back.
Oh yeah, burn the house down.
Well,
don't explore it. Just burn the house down and move on.
What? There's no option for
something,
that.
Something's overpowering your circuit, and it won't. That sounds like a huge nightmare of a problem. Just burn it down and move on.
God damn! I was hoping. I was like, I'm just stupid. This is an easy fix, and I don't know what's going on. This is a huge problem.
I would assume that's like your electric grid part. You know, remember when you tried to put the Tesla plug and the guy went to convert your dryer and he's like, you got to call a guy and do this under the table.
But it's been working forever. What happened? What went wrong?
Too much energy. Too much going on in the microwave.
But it's connected. It's on its own fuse. It's just that the microwave is the only thing on it.
I would say that there's my guess, and I'm not an electrician at all. Yeah. You know, I did do some experiments as a child with power and cords and plugs.
Okay.
But it sounds like something has messed up your wires. Either your wires have blown a fuse and it's shorting it out, and it keeps doing it or something like that.
Electricians, tweet at us at 101X Morning X, but only if it's better news than that.
Yeah.
not that everything is ruined and nothing is fixable.
Just light a match.
Don't take my advice. Also, I have something stuck in one of the plugs in the wall right now as we speak.
Go home immediately. What are you doing?
What do you mean you have something stuck in
there?
Something broke off into it, and it's just been there for like months.
Turn off don't try to fix it. Turn off the power at the source. Maybe you have to call your power manager and pull it out. Jesus.
Well, but I'm embarrassed that I did that.
Get this as well, though. The microwave won't turn on, obviously, because the fuse is flipped or whatever. Unless
you hold it.
No. If you grab the door of the microwave, it's a fancy drawer. Like you have to push it and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you grab the drawer and pull it open, the light will come on and it will start to say something.
Just light a match. Light a match.
Okay, good. Got electricity problems at the house, guys. Most notably that the microwave stopped working. The fuse flipped in the garage. I flip it back. It just immediately flips back. All right? It is a GFCIBTQ. And so I push the button on the fuse, and it goes test. Flip.
But you got a voice-activated fuse box?
It does not say that. I was just indicating.
The light blinks.
Perhaps related to the fact that I can hear the electricity in my house, so I'm not sure if that's part of the problem or not.
Ooh, whose house is going to burn down first, me or Jason's?
Oh, I hope it's mine. Please be mine.
Mine's an apartment,
I got insurance, man.
I also have insurance.
Let's do it.
Here's what you do. I don't know which side you want to be on, but clearly if you want to use the microwave, somebody's just going to have to physically hold the fuse so that it can't pop.
I haven't even looked to see if that would work.
Maybe you could tape it.
But
you need to make Bumbleito do the dangerous part. I don't know if the
which
fuse
part is the dangerous part.
I think it's the microwave.
It's the microwave because that's what's going to explode first.
You know what? Get him and his mom. Make them do it.
Let's see here. Dan's the Man says Jason is becoming like Better Call Saul's brother soon. He'll be wearing an aluminum foil blanket and can't drive his Tesla anymore.
Oh.
Zach Vernebronfel says, Dick Man, wood shrinks as it gets colder and makes noises. It's more prevalent during the wintertime. Ah, them house noises. Mm-hmm. As for electricity, I don't know if you should be hearing that, man. Your house is haunted. Time to call Father Marin. Let us know if Bumbleito's head spins around. And Regina says, are you pregnant? Pregnant women can sometimes smell electricity.
Really?
Do pregnant women smell like electricity?
What's
or
the
no
point
sound?
Of that? Sound. Then surely there's some sort of evolution reason
like
why.
Like the baby needs to get used to electricity. So
I would
it
say more likely that they
it.
Are protecting them from any sort of danger.
It probably or, just amps up all of your. Yeah. Our body has all sorts of natural limiters on it. And that, like you could, in theory, lift a car over your head, but your body's right. like, no, that'll break every bone in your body. So why don't you do it?
Man, I don't want to get pregnant, obviously, but sometimes obviously. Those superpowers that people tell me about is interesting. Ooh. I want to be able to have weird cravings all the time.
Is that who's going
to
replace Iron Man in the Avengers? Pregnant lady?
Pregnant lady.
Do you think if you got pregnant, it would improve your microwave repair capabilities? Because I'm looking for somebody who could...
Are you wanting to get me pregnant so I could fix your microwave?
Is the answer just that I'm supposed to call a professional?
Yes.
Because
yes.
the reason I've been waiting on that is like, this is such a... This is an easy fix, right? And I'm going to call a guy and he's going to come out and then he's going to fix it in 4 minutes and he's going to charge me $89, which is fine, mm-hmm. but then he's going to leave and laugh at me.
He's not going to laugh at you.
I can't have that.
Who cares?
I don't care, okay? All right?
You know what? Is it possible your Tesla is like absorbing energy from your house now? Is it some sort of weird sentience that's coming alive?
Ooh, it's like, I don't know if this was after your time, but that house movie with a mom who was like the robot. It was a Disney movie.
The Jetsons?
No, it was like a Disney movie, and it was like the house was alive. Is your house alive?
I kind of know what you're talking about.
Something house. The house smart house. Smart series. House. Smart house. That's what it is.
Oh, can't even forgot that.
I'm not that smart.
The national championship winning quarterback was drunk on Good Morning America yesterday. We'll hear that in a moment.
Morning X Sports.
Stetson Bennett is the national championship winning quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs, not your friend's nickname for his penis.
Stetson Bennett. Oh, dear sir, and I feel like you'd wear a mustache and a little top hat. Yeah. Stetson Bennett here.
If you're a prospective dude.
You put it on your
Emily,
little guy?
Yeah.
Your guy, if he told you that his penis was nicknamed Stetson Bennett, would you have a problem with that?
That's really creative. I would have never come up with that name.
What about just a nickname in general for your stuff?
Me?
Well, no.
Oh.
Yeah, just guy,
I don't
dudes
have one.
Nicknaming their stuff.
If he was like, you need to salute the colonel.
I don't have it.
As a joke, that would be funny. But if I heard that in bed, I would run.
I just
Red
think
flag.
Stetson Bennett is a funny name. Is that not a funny? It is an interesting name to me that I enjoy continuing to make up. It's actually this, not...
His Stetson full name Bennett. Is Stetson Fleming Bennett IV.
So that's a four.
Even better, yes.
Yeah, he's a four.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, oh, do you like my new suit? It's a Stetson Bennett.
Ooh, like a designer name.
Mm-hmm. Right, mm-hmm. right.
It also sounds like it could be some part of your body.
Right.
You know, where you're like, oh, I broke my Stetson Bennett the other day.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the hospital.
Stetson Fleming Bennett IV is the national championship winning quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs, not the guy who donated $10 billion to the University of Texas and has a library named after him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not him.
That guy was drunk on Good Morning America yesterday. Is that all right?
Classic Stetson.
Ooh. Stetson Bennett, that's a fine whiskey or Irish something.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. You sprung for the Stetson Bennett?
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is fine, right? It's not a...
what did you expect?
Yeah, and if you're Good Morning America, this is a good get, the game-winning quarterback the next morning. But, I mean, it was basically 8 hours after the game had ended. So even if he just, you know, went to the hotel and responsibly went to bed and then got up in time to do the video link, he's probably going to be a little bleary-eyed.
Does Stetson Bennett sound like a guy that does that? Like, after you win that shit? Like, he's like, I got to be in bed by 9, guys.
Yeah.
I got a big day. It's important to get 8 hours of sleep.
Probably not. You know what? Now that I think about it, and what turned out to be my final sports talk appearance ever, we had one. I don't want to say his name now because I'm not sure if this was on the air or off the air, but a member of the, people could go look it up, the 2005 Texas National Championship winning football team.
It was Vince Young.
It
was Vince Young.
And he told us that, yeah. They didn't get a lot of sleep that night. That they got out after it pretty good, which it was interesting to me just because, like, if you win the Super Bowl, obviously, party all night.
Yeah.
You're a grown-up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a college kid. Like, I don't know. I thought that they were still.
If you're a college kid and you win the national championship,
I thought you would be more under the thumb of the coaches
or the athletic department or somebody.
I mean, your season's over, right? You're done. If you win, you're over it.
I just mean if you achieve the heights of your sport, give the. I can't even say it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Look the other way.
Stetson Bennett is 23 years old, so it's totally
legal to be doing all of these things.
Perhaps just questionable for him to be talking to Michael Strahan and some other person on Good Morning America the next
day. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
A few hours. not many. I've been wondering about... not many.
Okay, I've been there.
Oh, yeah, a million times where you're like, okay, I can get this whole sentence out. And then you're like in the middle of the sentence, be like, nope, I'm going to have to abandon ship on that sentence.
Oh, yeah. Or you halfway have the conversation in your head. Yeah.
There was one, I guess I was going to say night, but it was a morning that I came home and like I reached for the door as my stepdad was leaving to go golf.
Oh.
And then, which means it was light outside.
Yeah.
And that's me trying to explain to my mom why I don't want pancakes and I just want to go to bed.
Well, yeah, you had readied yourself for that conversation, but yeah, not another one.
What have you learned about yourself during this journey?
Robin Roberts.
Yes, nailed it.
Yeah, that didn't it? By the way, what a stupid question.
That is kind of a stupid question.
Television people... Give me that job, all right? I got to lose another 100 pounds and then get some stuff done to my face. I'm going to tell you right now. That job is easy, okay?
Yeah.
That job is waking up and being affable at 5 o'clock in the morning. What have you... Michael Strahan's question was like, have you had the chance to get any sleep? And then Robin Roberts follows it up with... What's that?
That's a weird voice that you're doing. Did you make it Michael K?
Strahan.
Why'd you go with these sleep dance?
And then Robin Roberts follows it up with what have you learned about yourself during this journey? You could ask that question to anybody about anything.
That's also, generic.
This job is hard.
What's that?
Like, this job that you're currently doing is hard.
Seems like every time I leave, things fall apart. Huh? If this job is so easy, you've got to come over here and start spinning the plates.
Literally, you
got to
show up.
Pulling the strings. Whether you're here to show, you've shown up to do it.
I'm fulfilling my role as the classic sidekick,
okay.
I think I always had a pretty constant view about myself. I think I learned that life's hard. You got to work for what you want. You got to bet on yourself, just like, all you guys.
That made so much sense.
By the way, Stetson Bennett, that's what's wrong with your microwave. You got to replace your Stetson Bennett.
I have a faulty Stetson Bennett.
I should have looked at that.
I should have checked that. Pete Leander tweets at The Morning X, says, Robin Roberts basically asked, tell me about your process. You could totally do that job, Dick Man. Yeah, yes, I could. If you're trying to say that I was making fun of them for being easy and then I do that all the time, I am not a goddamn journalist on Good Morning America, okay?
Neither are they.
If the segment previous to that interview was Robin Roberts explaining how she can hear the electricity in her house, then fine, okay? She holds herself up to be a real broadcaster. I am a clown, okay?
You speak the truth.
I am a joke.
What role do you have on Good Morning America? Like, are you the guy that's out there in the crowd talking to them on the remote?
I hate people.
Are you the fun weather guy?
I was going to say fun weather guy is probably my thing, all right?
Fun weather guy?
I can just, because I just be making things up all the time. And then I
do traffic on your old job.
Yeah, and then I just throw it back to you guys. And every once in a while, I'll have a good jab at one of the stories.
You'll show up in like a funny t-shirt or something one
and
day.
And then someday the anchor doesn't show up and I have to do that job. That's the day I get fired.
Okay, now are you going to do, because they oftentimes will send those weather guys out when there's like a hurricane.
You got to go out
at the beach in a raincoat and everything. I don't see you doing
the
that.
I'll tell you. 150 miles per hour.
What they have done with green screen technology is incredible. Okay, I ain't going nowhere.
Right? Guys, you know how much loose skin I'm
not even
have?
Coming
I
to the studio.
The wind.
The world is filled with bad news, guys. You look to your left, to your right, bad news. Look up, down, don't even look behind you. You don't want to know what's going on. You don't want to know what's going on back there. So much bad news in the world. We designed this segment specifically to brighten your day, all right? To try and lift you up, a segment we call Don't Nick That News. Don't nick that news. Don't nick that news. Everybody loves to play. Don't nick that. Don't nick that news. Don't nick that news. The intro feels even worse on consultant day.
Yeah.
Rubs me worse on those days. See, the problem is I find these good news stories for you, and then Nick swoops in and tries to ruin the feel-goodness of them. What is your problem, man?
I'm the reverse John Krasinski.
Researchers at this one feels less good to me because there's hard words to say in it.
Okay.
Researchers at Juntendo University in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Juntendo?
Yeah.
Have developed a vaccine to eliminate the cells in the human body that trigger arterial sclerosis.
Okay.
And other diseases.
Was that a part of it? Sclerosis? Slurring the word?
It also clears out your Stetson Bennett.
They made a vaccine that gets rid of the cells behind diseases due to aging. They have been extensively testing this vaccine on mice, and they're like, hey, our rodents aren't dying at the same rate that they used to. We're saving all these rodents' lives. If we can save rodent lives, maybe pretty soon we'll save some human lives as well.
Look,
that's really nice.
I'm all about this, okay? Because I need to live forever in a robot body, all right?
Robot girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm all about all of these life-extending researches. I don't care if it turns Jeff Bezos into our eternal overlord.
Right.
Just king of the universe for all time. Small price to pay for me to not have to die. But can we not create super mice as we do it?
Oh.
What are you doing, scientists? I remember I was reading a story about how they were they had developed some sort of gene that you can turn off and just builds muscles or something that they were working on. And so they trained all of these just beefy, big-ass Dwayne the Mouse Johnson rats.
Dwayne the Mouse Johnson.
They don't have to drill a little hole into your floorboards. They just lift up the wall and then go behind it. Okay? Let's stop doing this, okay? When you guys aren't sitting there creating robots that have the power of electricity, like we talked about earlier this week, you're creating stupid forever mice.
Yeah, talk about robots that have the power.
There's the drones with the CPR.
I believe you. Yeah.
So you're just scared of the mice.
Wasn't that an episode of Rick and Morty?
I mean, there's Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
Doesn't he take on some ferocious rats in there?
Yeah. That's what we're going to do, scientists. We're going to have to create, not even have to work on pickle technology. To pickleize people.
Are you a Rick and Morty guy, Emily?
I am a Rick and Morty guy. I haven't seen the new season, though.
I wish you're not.
What do you mean I'm not?
A Rick and Morty guy would have seen it.
Yeah. It's...
Oh, sorry. I've been watching everything else under the sun that's coming out.
Yeah, Smart
right
House
now.
Again.
I wish you would have been here for the time a couple of years ago when I declared myself a Rick and Morty guy. It was a big deal.
Did you get roasted?
No.
Oh,
it was a big deal. We counted it down for like a whole month beforehand.
Uh-huh.
It was like a big announcement, and the announcement was that I was a Rick and Morty guy. People
loved it.
They lost their minds. They were so excited about the idea that I'm a Rick and Morty guy.
Is that when we started just purging listeners?
What are you talking about? Every day we're taking them on, okay? More and more.
Because of that. That's why we have room.
Because we admit that we're Rick and Morty people?
How dare you? No. Okay, hey, do you love writing hot checks, but you're like, ah, damn it, the fees. The fees always get to me.
Do you guys own checks?
I would love to write more hot checks for you. Well, Bank of America says you can come write your hot checks here. No problem, man.
They have announced
that they are ending their fees for insufficient funds, and they plan to cut overdraft fees from $35 down to $10. This comes a month after Capital One did a very similar move, said they would stop penalizing clients for taking out more cash or checks for more money than they have in their account. It's about time, okay? It's about time that the banks stopped reaching into your pants pockets and taking your monies out and keeping them for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree, which is why this should be zero for this made-up thing that you've just been padding your pockets with and stealing from your customers. What is the do you, if you overdraft your account, first of all, doing all the technology for you just to sit there and be like, oh, you don't have the money to do it. Why is it going to negatives anyway? I don't understand that. But just cut it off and go about your day.
Cut it off?
Just your checking, your check account, your card.
Uh-huh.
Can't use it. You're out of money. Yeah. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
You guys are lucky that you're even allowed to exist anymore with Bitcoin and crypto and apps.
The banks are lucky that they're allowed to exist anymore. I mean, they might be. That might be one of the reasons that they're doing this.
If Emily's mom didn't still need checks.
The other reason
that's
is...
That's true. My mom does still write checks.
Look, I think the reason that they're doing this, they're cutting the fees from $35 to $10 is because it's like, it doesn't matter. We are already doing exactly what you said, Nick, is that if they don't have the money in their account, they're just saying, denied. You're not allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. But the check is always that's the delicate dance, all right? Because I can go out and write checks all over town, and they won't find out for a couple days.
Okay.
Couple days.
We should do an experiment and just see how many places will actually let you write a check.
I can go out and write checks all over town, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do still have checks, Emily.
Do you really?
Well, yes, but I mean, they're left over from 2008.
Yeah, I can't. I think I have one checkbook.
You know what? All of my checks are still from Wells Fargo, which I walked away from that account like 15 years ago.
There's no money there?
No.
See, but you could write a check with that account and somebody would take it and give you goods and or services.
I still remember a couple years ago, my mom, she convinced the Wag-A-Bag down the street in Georgetown to still take her checks because she would always, you know, write it. Like instead of going to an ATM, she would just write a check for like 40, 50 bucks over.
Uh-huh.
And they had just been doing it for so long that she was grandfathered in somehow. And finally the day came that we've been letting this slide, but we can't take a check in 2016. And she had to get an ATM card.
I have to write checks every once in a while. People, when you buy houses and stuff, mm-hmm. they don't let you put that on a card. They don't want you to.
But you just go to the bank and you're like, hey, give me a cashier's check. And they charge you $3 and you go about your day.
Well, or I just have checks, all right? I'll just have a check ready to go.
See,
go to the bank, walk in, talk to a person, blah, 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 blah. They give them $3, all right? This is why you're poor, okay? This is the reason.
You need an app for your iPhone that has the rotary dial on it.
I don't
just
write.
So that you can go. Hello, operator. Can you connect me to the bank? They won't take my check.
You know, when I first got money, when I first got a job, when I was 16 and had my own bank account or whatever, like I had, my wallet was a checkbook and I just walked around every day writing checks for everything. I'd go to the store, write
so
a check.
That sounds so inconvenient.
You do seem like the kind of kid that immediately would be an overdraft like the day after getting his checkbook.
No, I never.
Did you decorate your checkbook?
Did you have puppies and kittens on it? I didn't have any of that stuff. I hate to once again be white man sides with corporate America guy, but this is bull, all right?
When's the last time your bank account was in double digits?
What do you mean?
Like the amount of money that's in your check account that would put you into overdraft? I feel like...
I don't know. the 90s. But... Here should be the thing. Don't write. What did it say here? Capital One would stop penalizing clients for taking out more cash or writing checks for more money than they have in their account. No, there should be a penalty. You should not be writing. You should
just
be
a dumbass tax.
Don't spend money that you don't have.
Oh, sometimes you forget. I don't know. It's happened to me before.
There should be a penalty to remind you. In the future, you won't forget because of that time that you had to pay $35.
Couldn't the penalty enough be just like, hey, there's no money in this account. Sorry.
Yeah, the penalty is the embarrassment.
No, yeah, yeah.
Of them having to come to you and say your card doesn't work.
When they go, when it doesn't work, then yeah, that's one thing. But again, there's always the check, okay? You could always go out there and float a check.
Oh, not always.
The only checks you should have in 2021 are a novelty big giant check like you just won a golf tournament or a Publisher's Clearinghouse.
I just saw it says in this story, PNC, the nation's seventh largest bank, launched a so-called low cash mode that makes it easier for customers to manage their accounts on smartphones in order to avoid fees. I'm currently doing business with PNC. Mm-hmm. I'm awaiting the results of a HELOC. Home equity line of credit that I'm going to use to build some other things on another home.
This is like a slur for a banker.
Remember the day I came in here and I told you how I sung the praises of PNC because I couldn't find somebody who Bank of America said, I will call you back in 7 weeks to start the process of your HELOC. But I walked into a PNC. I was like, hey, how long to fund a HELOC? And they're like, 30 days. That was November the 18th. It's January the 12th.
They got
I'm still waiting. But I tell you what, I have gotten PNC is a daily email saying my account is in low cash mode. Okay, well, great. Thanks. Terrific.
Tell them you have checks.
Terrific.
See if that helps.
Hey, you remember back in November when I specifically was looking for a listener who worked for the IRS to help me with the situation because the IRS still has not accepted my 2019 tax return? I filed it. I sent it to him, okay? I got the certified letter thing in the back from the whoever saying, hey, yeah, they got it, but they have not accepted it. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, is anybody working at the IRS? Help me out with this thing. And somebody, MB, I think is the initials on their email, said, hey, there's an IRS office right down the road from you. Did you guys know that? Right up there, Runberg, all right? Runberg and I-35, the most exciting intersection in all of Austin, Texas, has an IRS office that you can walk into.
Seems appropriate.
But you have to make an appointment. And I called and went through a very vigorous process with a very old man who walked me through the process of making an appointment, and that appointment is today at 2:30.
Ooh, congratulations!
It's finally come.
It's finally are doing
it. Finally here. There's no way they solve my problem, right?
No.
There's no way that I walk in there with all of my paperwork and everything ready and necessary, and they say anything other than, we're working on it. We'll get back to you.
If I know anything about the IRS, it's that, yes, they are a streamlined, quick process.
I'm trying to give them my money, okay? I want you to take my money. You are holding
now.
A bunch of my money, actually, IRS. But...
Take his money before he loses it. It doesn't happen.
What are you talking about? We're going to have money.
101X. The Morning X. 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.